The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All the calculations that they had done to destroy the revolution, all of them, with all the experience, they've looked at patterns of people's behavior, of politicians' behaviors, of put everything there to make this revolution falter, and they have failed. Like the attempt to supposedly rescue what they call the American hostages in the Islamic Republic those many years ago, soon after the success of the Islamic Revolution. They planned it from the Persian Gulf. Everything was planned out, including weather patterns. They had all, there was nothing that was going to get in the way, especially nothing of that magnitude. But the sand is under God's control. The wind is under God's control. A sandstorm forms that was unpredictable. The whole operation, without one gunshot from the Revolutionary Guards or anyone, was put an end to. God is in charge. And this is what we as Muslimin generally fail to understand. And if anyone understands it and accepts it and acts based on it, they will be part of the movement of Islam, which is invincible. That's why Imam Khomeini may go, but his movement continues. Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah protect him and give him a long life until the coming of the Imam. But we don't know, there's no guarantee. If God wants his life to end before the coming of the Imam, he may go, but this movement will continue. Because that is what God has promised. That is what God has told us he has willed. كَتَبَ اللَّهِ لَأَغْلَبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. This is a belief if you believe in. Nothing in the world can create fear in your heart. Iran was not meant to stay at the expense of Islam losing. All of Iran be sacrificed for Islam. Islam said this is the ruling. The world can do whatever it wants. That is Khomeini. That's what, and Khomeini became Khomeini because of this, because of Tawheed. It's not about Khomeini, it's about Islam. It's about the Quran. It's about Tawheed that the Quran repeatedly mentions, and we call ourselves Muslim. We say we have submitted to Islam, yet we are mushrik. If we were Muslim, as the Quran says, no one can stand against you. No one. And that's why Islam has survived so far. I want to remind us of these truths because we need them. This is what we stand for. We should stand for. And if Allah gives us life, we will continue to stand by these and live by these principles. Whoever decides otherwise, they can do whatever they want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his guidance. We as Muslimin forget this. And so we drift away. We deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We deviate from the path of the Ahlul Bayt. We deviate from the path of the Imam of our time. We have got to make sure that we not only understand Tawheed, we live by it. And the way to live by it is where there's a spit, there's a fork in the path. You either go based on what God says, or you want to save your skin based on your desire, your whim, your want to live longer, where God didn't say, I want you to save your life. Imam al-Hussein said, all of this be sacrificed for Allah. Didn't he have a life to save? Didn't he have a family to save? We're afraid of losing this. A believer has no fear of what will come their way. Corona or otherwise. The U.S. government, the FBI, the CIA, or otherwise. This is what we live by. This is what I live by. This is what the Quran says. If anybody wants to live by something else, this is what I live by. This is what we find in the Quran. If you want to convince me to change this way, this path, show me from the Quran where it says something other than this. Don't give me any other explanation from anyone else. It doesn't matter. The Quran has said this. The Quran has said, لَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. It says in Surah Al-Ahzab, when the believers see the enemies coming their way to kill them, to incarcerate them, to hurt them, to do whatever, they say that's what God and His Messenger promised us that will happen to you. And they say, God and His Messenger were telling the truth. And that seeing the enemies come to incarcerate them, to kill them, increases their iman, not fear. When they see them coming to hurt them, they get stronger in their iman. That's what the Quran says. That's what I'm going to live by, inshallah, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. If anybody else thinks otherwise, everybody's got their own choice. Everyone can do what they think is right. Look at what, if you're looking for what the Quran says, this is what it says. Don't be afraid of anything. Nothing in this world. الذين, again in Surah Al-Ahzab, الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله. Those who deliver the messages, the missions of God, and they fear Him, and they fear none other than Him. Nothing whatsoever. That's what we have to be. That's what we need to be. The only way that's possible is through Tawheed. He really is the only one in charge. Everyone else that can do whatever, it's bi-idhnillah, with His permission. Nothing. If it's with His permission, just like Imam al-Hussein said, God, this is Your will. إِلَهِ رِضًا بِقَضَائِكَ تَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِكَ لَا مَعْبُودَ سِوَاكَ. I am pleased with what You want. I submit to Your will. There is no one worshipped but You. If You want, if Your will is for them to get me and destroy me, pulverize me, it's Your will. And that's good. I welcome it. رِضًا بِقَضَائِكَ. I'm pleased with it. I want it. I want what You want. This is the only way a believer can reach that state. Nothing, nothing in this world is going to cause them to be afraid. You can threaten them with whatever.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
راحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.